Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. Happy Easter. Almost. We've been looking at the miracles of Jesus. You know, in the early church, they would say, he is risen indeed. Well, we do want to say that. It's our hope and prayer that each of us come to know the amazing love of God, not just on Resurrection Sunday. It's our prayer that we would all come to know and believe in the miracle of miracles, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the miracle man. Did you hear that? Jesus isn't just the miracle man. Jesus is the miracle God man. If you are just joining us for the first time, we welcome you. We've been doing a series called Miracles for You. Who here needs a miracle? During the past 6 weeks, we've looked at the miracles of Jesus, turning common, ordinary water into the most wonderful wine for a wedding, how Jesus healed a man who had been lame for 38 years. This man had been laying on a mat for 38 years when Jesus walked up and asked him, "Do you want to be well?" What a question! Jesus told him to stand up and take his mat and walk. And the lame man did just that. We also studied how Jesus healed the royal official's son from a distance. Jesus is in Canaan of Galilee, and the sick boy is over in Capernaum by the sea. The distance between the two towns is, well, about 20 miles, and yet the moment Jesus spoke the words, "Your son will live," the young son was healed from 20 miles away. We studied about the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 men plus women and children. Really, it should be called the feeding of the 10,000. Or what Jesus uses, 5 barley loaves and 2 salted fish, and the 10,000 people were satisfied and leftovers. Makes me think of all the magnificent Easter brunches and lunches we'll be eating soon. Lastly, we spent a week or so looking into the miracles of raising Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. We are reminded that when problems, fears, worries, sickness, and even death comes, we need to get out of the forest to see the trees. We need to gain a heavenly 10,000-foot view. We need to try to see our situation from a heavenly perspective. When Martha met Jesus and cried out, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died," John 11:21, Jesus responds with one of his great I am statements, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" John 11:25-26. Do you believe? Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe in forgiveness and freedom in Christ? Do you believe in the miracle man, the miracle God man, Jesus? We've been doing quite a study on these miracles. Now it's time to step up to the plate. Do you believe? Do you believe this? Before we read the resurrection story from the Gospel of John, let us come to the Lord in a moment of prayer. Lord God of resurrection power, fill this room with resurrection power and fill our hearts, minds, and homes with the power and peace of Christ. Fill us with the hope and power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. John 20:1-19. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. They saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. We're going to pick up there in verse 10. When the disciples went back to their homes, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken away my Lord," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." He turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I'm returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Can you imagine that? At least once, Samuel L. Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, was listed as dead despite being physically alive. This type of erroneous obituary has occurred all too often in the newspapers of our nation. On one such embarrassing occasion, a man whose obit was printed in the paper rushed to the editor. The corpse, quote, lodged his protest. "How dare you print my obituary in a paper? I'm alive. See, here I am. I'm alive." The editor said, I'm sure sorry. And if it's too late to do anything, but it's too late to do anything about it, the best thing I can do for you is to put your birth in the birth column tomorrow morning and give you a fresh start. Resurrection faith. Do you believe? Peace be with you. The resurrection reports from the tomb are recorded in all four Gospels, Matthew 28, 1-10, Mark 16, 1-8, Luke 24, 1-12, and John 20, 1-19. In today's Gospel, we hear that after the resurrection, Jesus appears to the disciples. Let me clarify. We are actually down from 12 disciples to 10. Both Judas and Thomas are missing. A week later, Thomas is in the upper room. The disciples are still living behind locked doors. Jesus walks right through the locked doors and speaks of peace a second time. Then he calls out Thomas, who was missing from the week before, and says, "Stop doubting and believe." How often do we find ourselves behind closed doors, locked in by our fears? We become fearful, terrified, paralyzed. We end up living on the wrong side of the resurrection. The problems, the troubles, the trials, and the tribulations are so overwhelming. What can be done but hide behind locked doors, walled in by our fears? This is where the disciples are. They are terrified for their lives. Have you ever been there? I have. The Greek word used in verse 19 for fear is phobio, from which we get the word phobia. The word for fear or afraid is used 655 times in the Bible. The number one prohibition or command in the Bible that is spoken more often than any other is do not be afraid or do not fear. There are at least 365 do not fears in the Bible, one for each day. Just in my study for this message, I found 136 of them. No, I'll not read all of them to you, but if you've ever been afraid, you're in good company. Listen to those who have been afraid and hear the words, "Do not fear." Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, Samuel, Nehemiah, Elijah, Mary and Joseph, Mary Magdalene, the disciples, all of the disciples, all heard those famous words, "Do not fear, do not be afraid." What are your phobias? What are your fears? War, death, divorce, disaster, loss of job, financial crisis, loneliness, the truth, well, spiders, snakes, heights, darkness, or an empty tomb? I don't believe for a minute that the Bible implies that we will never be afraid. What the Bible teaches us is that we are to put our fears in perspective, to trust God, and to remember that our present circumstances are not the whole story. The disciples were huddled in a locked room surrounded by their fears. Boom, bang, bam. There stands Jesus right in the middle of them. It is the presence and the peace of Jesus that makes all things possible. What is so fascinating is that the disciples are locked in the upper room because they fear the Jews. I think many of us are locked in our own upper room. Our upper room, we're locked there because of fear. Maybe it was the pandemic that happened a few years ago. Maybe it's the wars or the rumors of wars. Well, it could be anything that keeps us awake in the middle of the night. Jesus walks into the upper room even though the doors are locked, and Jesus says, "Peace be with you. Shalom Aleichem." He says it twice, not once, but twice. Put yourself in this story. It's a great story. The resurrection of Jesus is one of the most reported stories in history. Wow. Skeptics, doubters, cynics, and disbelievers have set out to prove that the resurrection was a lie or a made-up story. Lee Strobel was one such doubter who set out to disprove Christianity. His book is called A Case for Christ. You see, Strobel's wife had become a Christian, and his sole purpose for writing the book was to prove to her that she believed in a hoax. Funny thing, his own research and searching out things to expose this resurrection hoax led him to believe that the historical facts of the resurrection are absolutely true. Wow, last week I went to see the movie The Case for Heaven, written and produced by Lee Strobel. I'm still thinking about this movie. One thing that struck out to me was something Lee's wife said. "I've never led anyone but Lee to the Lord." That's it, one person. But that one person has led millions to the Lord. John writes that Jesus, the God-man, walked into the upper room a second time. This time Thomas was there. What did Jesus say to Thomas? "Thomas, come see my hands, my feet, and my side. Now stop doubting and believe." Thomas exclaims, "My Lord and my God." Are you with me? Are you in this upper room with me? You've been listening to this Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. Our prayer team here at The Seed would love to pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer icon and write your prayer. If you want a response, there's a spot for that there. If you want, just to email me at PastorDave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. I'll respond. We are giving out Bibles, one-year Bibles, and a reference book. If you'd like a one-year Bible or a reference book, email me, PastorDave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, and we'll get you a Bible. We'll get God's Word in your hand. We've been talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and do you believe? When Jesus walks into the upper room the second time, and he tells Thomas, "Come see my hands, my feet, and my side. Stop doubting, but believe." Thomas, he shouts out, "My Lord and my God." Are you with me in this story? Are you there in the upper room? We've locked ourselves away in fear. And right here in the middle of our fear, Jesus enters. What does Jesus say when he enters a locked room filled with fearful people? He says, "Peace, shalom. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. Stop doubting and believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Then John, one of the disciples of the inner circle of the Jesus, well, I'd call them the BFFs, the best friends, goes on to write, "Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not in this book. These miracles written in John's gospel," there's seven of them in John's gospel, "are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John wrote seven miracles, because he recorded just seven, and he said there's many, many more, but these are written that you might believe. So what? Are you with me in this story? Do you know what happens next? Do the disciples stay locked in a room forever? No. They believe. They believe what Jesus, they believe what did Jesus promise them? If they believed? Life. Life in the name of Jesus. Wow. Here's what I'm proposing for today. Jesus isn't just a miracle man. Jesus is the God-man. He's also the miracle man. The miracle Jesus did, they weren't just for 2,000 years ago. Jesus is alive and is still in the miracle business today. Are you thirsty? He turns water into wine. Are you lame? There's a guy on a mat for 38 years. He walks home. Are you afraid you're too far from Jesus to receive a miracle? The centurion's son was healed from 20 miles away. Are you hungry? 1,000 were fed with 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and even leftovers. Are you dying? Do you feel lifeless? Lazarus was in the grave. Jesus wept. Jesus will weep with you. Jesus will weep for you. And Lazarus comes out. Are you afraid? Are you in the middle of a storm? Jesus wants to walk into the midst of your storm. Believing in Jesus brings life. I've had one of the busiest Holy Weeks I've ever had in my many years of ordained ministry. Last Sunday was Palm Sunday. Takes a lot to get the church ready for Palm Sunday service. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday is Maundy Thursday. Friday is Good Friday. And here we are. As my wife Jacqueline and I showed up to do a wedding. I did a wedding during Holy Week. We met the father of the bride. He asked me what I was preaching on for Easter. I learned from a good man that it's okay to answer a question with a question. Do you believe this? So I asked the father of the bride, what do you think I should preach on? He replied, tell the people this. A long time ago, about 2,000 years ago, there was this guy. And this guy was God's son. And this guy died on a cross for your sins. But that's not the end of the story. They buried this guy, but he walked out of that tomb and he's alive. Yeah, tell them that. Don't make it complex. Just tell the story simply, Pastor. My wife's father lived with us for 648 days. I saw him all day, every day for over 500 days. And then I saw him twice a day for 150 days. I call him Dad, had an end-stage Alzheimer's. He was forgetful, but every Saturday night I'd ask him, what do you think I should preach on at church tomorrow, Dad? He'd stop and he'd think about it, and then he'd say the same thing every time. Teach the people about forgiveness. You can't go wrong preaching about forgiveness. It's a gift you give yourself. Oh, yeah. Here is the Easter message for you. A long time ago, about 2,000 years or so, there was this guy. This guy was God's only son. This guy was sent to earth as a baby. He grew up. He went into ministry. He had 12 disciples. This guy did miracles. They called him the miracle man. And then this guy was betrayed, beaten, and crucified. And this guy bore the weight of our sins on that cross. And the miracle man died. He was laid in a borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, this guy overcame hell, death, and the grave. And that's just the beginning of the story. This guy isn't just the miracle man. He's Jesus. He is Jesus, the good man, the God man, the miracle man. And if you believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. You are set free, and you are given life in his name. Not just life here on earth, but heavenly, eternal life. Jesus says, I have come to give them life and life abundantly. Here's your so what question for this week. Do you believe this? Do you believe that you were on God's mind when Jesus was on the cross? Do you believe in the resurrection? John 10, 25 through 27, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. We are called to be Easter people. Now, because we believe, I mean, this is what all my heart says, Happy Easter. Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is risen indeed. That's the power. That's the hope that we have in the resurrection. I'd encourage you to go read chapter 20 and 21 of John. We've been working in John for weeks on weeks. If you've been listening to the weekly Seeds of Faith, if you've had a chance to listen to them, you can always go back to our YouTube channel and listen to them. It's about a resurrection faith. Read chapter 20 all the way through. I think there's 30 verses. Read 21 when he redeems Peter. Where are you in the story? Do you want to hear peace be with you? Jesus is your peace. Peace exists when Christ enters. That's what the acronym is for peace. Peace exists as Christ enters. Peace exists. He is the Prince of Peace. He'll overcome your fears. Jesus said, do not be afraid. It is I who rose Lazarus from the dead. He gave sight to the blind. He healed the sick. He gave, let the lame walk. He turned water into wine. He walked in the storm on a stormy sea and calmed the waves and brought the disciples to shore. Jesus wants to enter your life. I'm going to invite you to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior on this Easter week, this Holy Week, that your life will be transformed by this great love of Christ. If you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, just pray this prayer with me today. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me for my many sins. Help me to have a new start. Bring life where there's been death. Bring hope where there's been hopelessness. Fill me, Lord Jesus. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. I'll get you a Bible. I'll get you a reference book. My prayer here at the Seed is that we all come to know the love of God, really know the love of God, and that we grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and that we go in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's my prayer that we don't have to walk around being afraid, that we can walk with holy boldness, that wherever we go, the presence and the peace of Jesus goes with us, because his promise is that he will never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give thanks for this Easter week, this Holy Week, in which we celebrated the triumphant entry of Jesus. We give thanks for this Holy Week in which we celebrated the Last Supper. We give thanks for Good Friday, when we heard the last seven words of Christ on the cross. But more importantly, we give thanks for this great Easter week, Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Help us to walk and to live and to talk like Easter people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Go in peace and live as resurrection people. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. God bless. See you next week.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.